guess we got us all here, and maybe we'll just take turns. You'll ask a question, and we'll pass the phone around, and they can answer you. That way you won't get five people talking at once.
Well, cool. Who do you have there?
We have Ender,
Thomas,
Matt, and then Blitzwing. Mike is here, too. And Dragon X76 Steve.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I mean, I'll start with you, and if there's any particular things that, you know, they saw that they want to comment on, just hand the phone to them and just make sure they identify who they are, and we'll just take it from there.
Cool.
All right. So I'm talking with my boss, a.k.a. Bacon, from the tformers.com website. By the way, this is a special edition podcast, nothing too fancy, or just live reporting from BotCon. So if your ears are discernible, then you might want to move on. But other than that, how you doing over there?
Oh, it's going great, man. There's a big show, a lot of people. They're showing off all the Revenge of the Fallen stuff. Pretty much, it's like a tidal wave, no pun intended, of all the gear. And I got to say, this is one of the biggest booths Hasbro's ever had at a BotCon.
I was going to say, how does this compare to last year's BotCon?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have as much universe and animated to see, and obviously, everyone is a little sensitive about this situation with animated. But otherwise, it looks like to me that Hasbro is actually a lot out more in force than they were last time.
Well, speaking of that, so I was reading, because I'm just following up on whatever's posted, that I guess they start off the animated roundtable with keep questions and discussion to basically the techniques. Did nobody, you know, bite the bullet and try and ask him why was animated just killed, or...
Well, yeah, they did, and apparently they were trying to refer back to Hasbro. Hasbro was trying to refer back to them, so it was kind of a hot potato issue. Nobody really wanted to address it, but Ender was actually in the panel and stuff, and he can give you some first-hand account here.
Oh, cool. Is he...
Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. We're having a great time out here. We're talking Hasbro panel, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I was actually a lot happier there than I thought I'd be. There was a lot of good offerings in there. There was no universe stuff, but there was some universe-esque stuff. And it seems to me like the animated toy line is a little more up in the air than it seems like, because they were talking about still releasing new things that we first saw today in animated packaging.
Yeah, I saw that. Everybody clapped when they said they were actually making RC, so.
Yep. Well, there was new stuff there that I think is just about as exciting as RC. I mean, the powered-up Prime toy is amazing-looking. The Wheeljack, I'm sorry, not Wheeljack, there's no Wheeljack. The Ironhide and Cybertron Ratchet is what I mean. Those look great. And I was excited to get the Waspinator repaint of Bumblebee, even though they didn't alter the head.
Oh, well, let's go through. I mean, let's go through the days. I mean, what was the? When did you guys get in?
Okay, well, we got in. I got in first, and I went to the customization thing that day. But there really wasn't much going on besides that. There was just, you know, registration, which was just this endless line around the block. I mean, yeah. I think
was this Thursday then?
Yeah, this was Thursday.
Okay.
There was customization stuff Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
And then there was a couple of tour things, but that was all that was going on those days.
So you got there, and you got in, and then what was the, did you get a chance to view the, were the dealer rooms open by that point, or did that start?
No, the dealer rooms actually didn't open up until 2 o'clock yesterday.
Okay.
So on Friday at 2 o'clock, the dealer rooms opened up.
Okay. So what did you guys do in the meantime? Take me up to, because I obviously...
Well, there's some panels.
Okay.
Let's see, what was the first panel yesterday? There was the Collectors Club magazine panel. And they just, you know, discussed the direction they're taking and some of the stuff that they're going to be doing, and, you know, with the comic, and now that they've finished the combiner figure that they've been releasing figures for the last few years. They're continuing with the sort of Shattered Universe thing that they've been doing in their comic. I think that's going to go on.
Okay.
And then right after that was... What was the next panel?
After Universe?
Yeah. No. Let me just hang on just a second. Yeah, there was like a music thing with Stan Bush and Vince DiCola.
Yeah, tell us about this audio problem that Vince DiCola fixed.
Yeah, so we're just like question after question, this comes up, and every time somebody asks something, there's just, you know, what was that? Can you say that again? And, you know, no, we could hear it loud as a bell because it was being, you know, speakers just broadcasting it right at us. They couldn't hear a thing. So finally Vince DiCola gets up and turned one of the speakers back towards them. He's like, hang on just a second. And then the problem went away. But it was just kind of ironic. We're like doing this audio thing and like, it was like Vince DiCola has to get up and fix his own sound system during the presentation.
So what did Stan Bush and Vince DiCola have to say? Was there anything groundbreaking there?
No, they were just you know, talking about what they're going to play at the Paramount party tonight, and there was, you know, the standard, like, you know, what are your inspirations questions that came through. It was, you know, it was kind of interesting to hear them talk about, you know, making the music back then, and
okay,
you know, catch up a little bit with them now. But it was, you know, we're celebrating music we like from 25 years ago,
right?
Or 20 years ago, whatever it comes out to.
So then look, in the next panel was the animated panel.
Yeah, now that was kind of an experience. That panel was actually just about packed,
and nobody asked.
Part of it was,
And nobody asked what's going on with animated. Why can't you guys sing?
Well, that was, you know, the first thing on everybody's mind was what was going on with animated. But they actually came out before the panel started, and pretty much asked us not to ask about that. I said that this panel was about the making of animated and enjoying animated, and that questions about, they phrased it as animated's positioning should be left for Hasbro.
Okay.
Today. And having just left that, when, you know, when questioned about animated, Hasbro said to ask Cartoon Network. So, like, you can kind of, you know, imagine what that must mean.
So everybody's pointing back to the other one, saying, well, you talk to them, and then you go to them, and they say, well, you talk, no, actually, you need to talk to them, so they're giving you the runaround.
Yeah. Well, you know, but Hasbro did say flat out, you know, a lot of it was about that they've just, you know, signed this deal with Discovery Network to make their own channel, and clearly they weren't going to have two shows running concurrently. I think what's really kind of happened here is that probably, you know, due to the success of the movie and wanting to go in another direction, that Hasbro probably initially had some broader plan for something with Cartoon Network, and then had a big success with the movie, stopped on a dime and started moving in another direction, and nobody was really happy with each other at the end of it all.
Right.
But that's, you know, that's conjecture.
So, okay.
But
so,
you know, what I kind of felt about it, it felt like a wake.
Yeah, I know. I read that on the website. And I'm just like, I'm surprised nobody just got up and said, you know, I know we're not supposed to ask this, but seriously, what's going on with animated?
I think the reason nobody asked is partially the courtesy that, you know, they asked us not to. But honestly, I think we all know they're not going to tell us. I think it's clearly something they'd rather we didn't know. I think if Hasbro had their way, we wouldn't even have noticed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they just want to move on and you know, say nothing but pleasant things. And
okay. So
I think, you know, clearly it wasn't the most amicable thing that could have possibly happened.
Right, right. So I'm just going through the panel. So the next one was the writer panel with Orsi and Kurtzman. Anything groundbreaking there?
There's a couple of things. Let me finish one last thing I want to say about the animated panel, which was there was another interesting thing there, which was they had some more animated shorts, which we previously hadn't seen, and I hope they're on the Season 3 DVD, because they're pretty good. And we do have one of them up on the site. And the other thing was, you know, the place was packed, and they got to the questions very late, and they had to cut off the questions, like, not even halfway through the line of people that was up there, and it was clearly, there was a lot of things people wanted to know and still wanted to delve into, and, you know, I really felt like that's, you know, it was like that moment was just like, you know, the death of animated, like, we're all sitting here in this packed room, rapt attention, and we got, you know, a line to the back wall of unanswered questions. You know, and that's really where it's kind of left off.
Yeah. Well, is there another, what's coming tomorrow? I know there's a couple more panels coming tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is, there's another Hasbro panel. And Greg Berger and Michael McConaughey are going to have a panel. And there's a cosplay panel. And it is a panel. They are going to, like, have a discussion about cosplay.
Interesting.
We talked about that a little before. We weren't quite sure what they meant by that. And then there's going to be a G1 writers panel. And,
cool.
The names that's shown on here are Malik, Davids, Wise, and Dill. Wise, I recognize the name, but I'm going to try and, you know, look up what episodes they did so I can give some.
I think David Wise was the one who wrote most of the G1
Yeah,
episodes.
David Wise. I mean, like, that's a big name.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's written more cartoons that you've watched than you think of, but, I mean, you look and that name pops up in a lot of places.
So what else did you get to see? I mean, what else panels did you go to? And, you know, tell us how all those went.
Okay, well, after that, it was when we first, you know, got into the sales room and got to see the, you know, the toy displays from Hasbro, which, you know, it was a pretty impressive little setup.
Right.
They got the video game going in there, too.
Oh, the new Activision one?
Yep.
Cool.
And, like we talked about before, I think that's looking pretty good. I don't think they had the Wii version set up, which is not as good. Yeah, I think, is it only the Xbox there?
Yeah, they had the Xbox Net, the co-op versus mode going.
Okay, yeah, they're having, like, contests in there and stuff like that. Let's see, today...
Did you do the Transformers movie Q&A?
Oh, yeah, I did. That was Orchie and Kurtzman, and they...
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what that was. There wasn't, like, there's been so many spoilers out, and they're not supposed to talk about very much. There wasn't a whole lot they could really offer that we haven't heard.
Right.
They talked a little about the process of writing the movie, but, you know, that was just kind of like... basically consisted of jokes about, you know, charging Michael Bay room service bills for 4 months. there was a lot of Star Trek questions.
Really?
Initially they were like, we don't want to talk about Star Trek, you know, we're here for Transformers. But I think after, like, the fourth, like, coy Star Trek question, they were, like, cracking jokes about Megatron fighting the Enterprise. So they kind of got over that.
Awesome.
And,
did they seem like they were dressed decently this time?
I didn't take particular note of their wardrobe. They were dressed like everybody else in the room.
You know, Z Piper.
They were sitting down. They may or may not have been wearing pants. I really couldn't tell you. But
all right. Well, I'm looking. I got the schedule up in front of me. So let's see. We had the autograph session with them, and then Stan Bush Vistacola. And that was Friday yesterday. So tell me about today and the experience of, did you see, like, Weird Al and all that stuff?
I actually didn't see Weird Al. I hopped up. I went to the IDW panel, which, you know, I'm pretty fond of IDW's works right now, but there wasn't really a whole lot new there to offer. They gave some, they showed some new interiors of upcoming comics and stuff. You know, we put those up on the site, but they're, you know, sort of bad edge up on a screen. We'll probably get nicer previews in the week. And we kind of know what they're doing this year. You know, they're right. Doing the CODA thing after All Hail Megatron, and then they're just calling it All Hail Megatron CODA. It's kind of hard to tell what they want to call it right now.
Right.
But then they're going to go into an ongoing book. And, you know, that's kind of the plan. And they showed some Spotlight Metro's products and Spotlight Cliffjumper, and that was all well and good.
Gotcha.
Then Activision, I went to their panel right after that. And, again, you know, there's not really much to add to the preview we've already put up. It's, you know, game's looking good. But they showed us the same video we've been watching for 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
And, you know.
So nothing new? Oh, I'm sorry, say that again?
I said, you know, they kind of answered some questions from the audience. But they were all things they'd answered before. It was,
right.
You know, if this is how the multiplayer works, this is, you know, what we were trying to do, and, you know.
So far, there's
not going to be any more news on that game until there's a review of it. I mean, it's there's nothing else to see.
So basically, all these panels seem nothing too earth-shattering with any of these panels as of yet.
No, that's just it. Really wasn't. The Hasbro panel that I had the was certainly the most exciting stuff in terms of new things and actual, like, you know, new information to impart. That was really going on here. Besides that, it was just kind of a chance for some, you know, fan interaction, and, you know, there's been, you know, little new things. I guess, like, I got the impression, and again, this is all, like, implied, that there's going to be more Constructicons than just what we're thinking. Someone asked about the discrepancy between was it Scavenger and Demolishor's names on the packaging.
Right.
And Ortsey and Kurtzman said that that was not an accident. That is not the discrepancy, that those are two distinct names.
Hmm.
So those may be just two distinct characters, which mean, you know, there may be multiples of those characters. Maybe you see lots of Constructicons is kind of what I'm getting the impression.
Well, like Demolisher gets just, you know, his butt kicked or something. He says, but you won't be able to face my brother and his friends or something like that.
Right, you know, something like that. But that was about it out of there.
What about the Hasbro panel? Anything? It looks like from what I see, a lot of stuff we've already seen before.
Well, no, you know what? There was a lot of new stuff there. I actually was kind of impressed. I mean, like, yeah, we saw the RC again, and everybody was really happy to see it and see that they, you know, there was no mention of it being canceled in any way. It was just that, you know, they weren't sure where exactly these things were going to come out.
Mm.
Yeah, well, the RC was not in the cabinet, and the Soundwave. The Soundwave was, though, which was perceivably attached. The new stuff they showed that was really exciting animated-wise was a Cybertronian Ratchet, and they had already tooled the head to turn that into an Ironhide.
Right.
There was a Bumblebee painted as Wasp. That Aqua Bumblebee, which is a different mold of Bumblebee, is not canceled.
Oh, good.
So we're going to see that. And then they brought out the Prime with the wings and everything, the upgraded Prime from last year. Wingblade Prime is what they called him. He's a Voyager, and he looked amazing to me. And I'm totally stoked about all these animated toys. And he has the Magnus Hammer. He has his own Magnus Hammer.
Oh, really?
So that, I think, you know, that's a nice crown to the thing. Oh, and I'm totally skipping Rodimus Minor, who of course is Hot Rod and animated essentially, or
right.
Rodimus, however you want to put it. But, you know, that's a really solid offering for something we thought was dead. So I thought that was really fantastic news to get, you know, four or five really good additions to a line we thought we were never going to see anything from again, or maybe only see things in a future universe line.
Right.
They did say they're definitely planning to, you know, fire up universe again after the movie line for, you know, probably next fall is when we'd start to see that. So, and there'll be new things for that, it sounded like. It didn't sound like these are what they were offering for universe.
Right now, they're just concentrating mostly with the movie this time.
Right, right now we're just going to get movie, and then some more movie. And there's going to be some more stuff they talk about tomorrow, apparently.
Cool.
Get a few more things. And then there was some movie toys that were, that almost felt more like universe toys, honestly. They showed a bunch of, what do they call those, the Heroes line? The Legends line, the sort of smaller, the Legend-sized figures of, like, Soundwave and stuff like that. They showed a Soundwave repaint that's going to be in, like, the Generation 1 blue, and he's going to be in a two-pack with an original movie, Voyager Megatron, for some reason.
No,
or Deluxe Megatron.
There's a Voyager Megatron in that line.
I thought he was in an exclusive two-pack with that Soundwave.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're having a discrepancy of memory. I just got out of there a little bit ago. There was a Scout Scattershot from the movie that looked pretty cool. There was a Sky Stalker that it was not that cool. Yeah, if you go back to the post, we listed all this stuff out. But the most exciting thing by far was there's a Voyager Bludgeon that could have been, I mean, it could be in the universe line, it could have been a classics Bludgeon. It doesn't look just like a movie toy at all. It's very, I mean, it reminded me of the IDW Bludgeon that we've recently seen.
Right.
Really cool looking. Really good looking toy. I was really excited about that, and the audience was really excited about it, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, when are they going to release some photos here?
I know, like, where are we going to get, when are we going to see this stuff? There was, like, no dates on anything. I mean, like, we could be seeing this, any one of these things all the way into, like, fall of next year. I mean, like, this was stuff they were talking about being way out. So I'm not sure how soon we'll see any of these things. I mean, they talked about releasing the animated in animated boxes, which says to me it would be part of the current line.
Right. Well,
so
they also have these.
That would be nice, but they've also said that they're not going to do anymore. It's just really hard to tell exactly what they're planning right now.
Right.
To be honest, I don't think they're sure. I did not get the impression they were being coy about dates.
Right. They just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they, like, really just you know, didn't know.
Well, they also talked about there's a Toys R Us re-release of the Insecticons and then also G1 commemorative Perceptor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, those look, I mean, that's going to be great. It's good to see that line coming back.
Well, what's
and,
like...
you know, there'll be that Universe Soundwave coming out recently, too, that's more like the original we got in the U.S. as opposed to the sort of Sound Blaster model or whatever.
Right. So what's the general people like there? What are you hearing on just, you know, talking to people? What's everyone's thoughts of, you know, Transformers and the upcoming movie? You know, where are the little kids saying as well, so...
Well, the kids, the kids are kind of a highlight in terms of the attitude around here. You know, they're really happy. There's a ton of kids here. They're all lined, you know, they've been lined up around the block to get autographs from Peter Cullen. And it's kind of wild because, you know, he was my prime when I was that age, too. And there's been, you know,
oh, yeah.
So much in between. And now it's like, here these kids are to see Peter Cullen again. You know, but they're playing with, you know, Transformers in the hallway. It's a beautiful thing. It's, you know, it's
right,
like,
right.
You know, nice to see it. You know, another generation really enjoying the things we enjoy. And it's funny too, because you know, you have a kid playing with the convention exclusives, sitting next to a kid playing with like a Brawn and a Bumblebee, like G1 toys.
Right.
You know, because there's just, you know, everything's here. But yeah, you know. I think there's been a little attitude of apprehension. There's like the animated thing coming down. And,
right, right.
You know,
so, I mean,
other
than the animated thing, it seems like that's everything's going as usual. It's just that everybody has sort of like you said, it feels like awake because of animated's demise.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of unceremonious, and it's clearly not a natural break. It doesn't feel like this is when anybody meant to do this. It's just kind of when it's coming up. And
right.
I think it's left a little bit of a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. But I'm interested to see if the attitude I've run into changes a bit after the Hasbro panel today, because, you know, that was not a light animated offering we got.
Right.
You know, so... Toy-wise, oh, you know, I mean, between, like, you know, Rodimus, and, oh, there's a Blackout. There's a nice big Blackout toy. I mean,
well,
a lot of people's concerns have been answered.
Yeah,
so some of that might alleviate. I think there is still, you know, we're sad to see this show end, but it was allowed to end. They did have a climax. It wasn't what they wanted to do, but
right.
It was something. It wasn't like...
It was,
you know,
like it just got canceled and we didn't hear anything. So at least they...
Right, it wasn't like the last episode was about Kremzeek and we just didn't, you know...
Right, right.
...get anything after that.
Cool,
so,
cool. What else?
Yeah, you know,
anything
people
else?
People are happy to be here. I've had, you know, a lot of good Transformer discussion going on.
Good, good, good.
All fun and good.
How's the accommodations? They treating you nice over there?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm being treated well.
Fantastic.
The rats in my cell are very friendly. The frost on the windows is very pretty. I'm not hungry anyway.
No,
we're having a great time.
I was going to say frost. Then that's part of the joke. I get it. So
yeah.
I'm like, I didn't know it was that cold over there. Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, once again,
and we're like hanging out in California and playing with Transformers toys. I mean, you know, life's great.
Yeah, it'd only be great if they only did in Cincinnati like last year, and then I could go again. But you lucky bastards, you. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
lucky broke bastards, don't forget.
Well, that is true. I'm sure the credit cards are going to be crazy. Do you see a lot of people buying stuff?
Yeah, you know, people are buying stuff. I think that there is a, you know, the economy was even mentioned in the Hasbro panel. And, you know, there is a feeling of like, you know, we are having a luxury event about our luxury items, and there is a certain feeling of, you know, like we're all holding onto our wallets a little bit.
Right.
You know, we know this is, you know, not the easiest time to spend money on
right.
pieces of plastic that are going to stand there for your entertainment.
Right. Well, it's good that I'm sure they realize that, and I'm sure that's the hardest thing is to, you know, prep all this and get ready to sell. In fact, that might be some decisions why they're just sort of stopping some other lines like Universe for now. So,
well, I think they always plan to do that. They even described, you know, the beauty of the Universe line is the idea it really doesn't need a backup or a support or to be timed to anything else. It's a really free thing where it's like, here's an outlet where we can just churn out toys people want of any variety at any time.
Right.
know, you people want some G1 toys, fine. You want a Beast Wars toy, we can spit it out. We don't need to have a storyline that explains it, or it's not, doesn't have a TV show to back it up. And, you know, I think that that's really good, and they can, you know, they can start it and stop it. You know, like for, just like for them, you know, they did for the killed classics off for the movie. Like, you know, it was like, okay, we're done with that movie time. And then when that thinned out, there was, you know, they just started up Universe again and pumped those out through there.
Right.
And
right.
I imagine that's what we'll see happen again.
Awesome. Cool.
They also said, you know, a couple other little exciting things. They said within the year, we'd probably see a U.S. release of Masterpiece Grimlock.
Yeah, I saw that. So they're actually going to get a chance to bring that over here for a change?
Yeah, it looks like that's what's happening. There's going to be a Masterpiece Thundercracker.
Right.
Is it Skywarp? No, it's Skywarp. Oh, I'm thinking there's going to be an animated Thundercracker in the Voyager size, which is another addition to the line.
Well, yeah, there's. Well, hold on. Let me go back to just that.
Yeah, we're going to hear about Drift tomorrow. It's clear they're going to tell us something about Drift tomorrow.
So you have the exclusives, you have the Target Titaniums, Optimus Prime, Thrust, and Hot Zone. You got the Toys R Us exclusives, the Insecticons Perceptor, Walmart, Masterpiece Skywarp, Toys R Us, Battle Pack of Soundwave, G1, and Voyager Megatron. And you also have the Target exclusive Voyager the Fallen, Fiery Fallen. Real quick, let me go through down the animated stuff. Deluxe Electrostatic Soundbay with Rat Bat, Deluxe RC, Rodimus Minor, Cybertronian Ratchet, Cybertronian Moan, Ironhide, Waspinator, Goldfire Grimlock, Hydro Drive, Bumblebee, Blackout, Windblade, Optimus Prime, and Voyager Thundercracker. Movie toys, Legends, Wheelie, and Soundwave, Scout Breakdown, Scout Skystalker, Scout Scattershot, Deluxe Movie Ratchet, Deluxe Dirge, Voyager Bludgeon, Voyager Jungle Attack, Ironhide, Human Alliance Barricade with Frenzy. And then just to wrap up, Deluxe.
Let me give the other toys and stuff, because there's a couple things in here I'm excited about.
Okay.
One is the, now we have this in here, it says Deluxe Animated Lockdown, but that's not, that's actually in there incorrectly, because it is not Animated Lockdown. It's Movie Lockdown.
Ooh.
It is Lockdown from, you know, a version of Lockdown from Animated. It makes a difference. And the whole point being, I mean, like, it's kind of an exciting thing to see an animated character move into the outer lines, and especially into the movie line, and it's a really detailed, ass-kicking-looking version of Lockdown. I mean, recognizable from Animated, but, you know, detailed and tricked out like a movie toy would be.
Nice.
We have hints of the Drift toy. We're going to hear more about that tomorrow.
Gotcha.
And we talked about the Grimlock already, you know, sometime in the next year. And this is something I am really, really excited about. Next year, with any luck, we will untwist our last twist tie.
Yay!
While opening a Transformer. They're going to replace that with a more terrible material, something that's more biodegradable.
Thank God.
And we are not going to have to endure the twist ties anymore. I have clippers in boxes in like three rooms of my house. I'm so sick of going to look for them when I open up a toy.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
You know, the titanium's the hardest ones too, because they cut off those twist ties. So it's a project just to get your titanium out of the box.
I'd rather their toys had like retinal scanners on them to like keep me out of them than these things. I mean, like, it's ridiculous.
Awesome.
And, they also, you know, someone asked about the combining of the motorcycles. Apparently the toys of the motorcycles they made do combine.
Oh,
they would not say if they do so in the movie, but apparently the toys were designed to combine.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Awesome.
We haven't seen that yet, but that was what they said.
Awesome. So what other, is that it for panels that you guys were at? I think that's it so far.
Oh, well, you know, I wasn't at the Weird Al panel, so we could give you, there were some stories from there.
Oh, okay. Well, who's at the
Weird? I think Blitzwing is going to come up and
give
you some Weird Al news.
Fantastic.
And David Kay was at that panel as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here you go. Here's Blitzwing, and
All
he's
right.
got that for you. And pleasure as always.
Thank you, Ender.
Hello.
Hey, sir, how you doing?
Doing all right, myself.
All right, well, tell me about the Weird Al experience.
Well, you know, I tried to go down to the autograph session before the panel, and they had pretty tight security around there. They were limiting people to 240 to get in for autographs, only one autograph per person, and no photography.
Oh, wow.
And they had the entry set up in a way that even if you were from the outside, you couldn't, you know, sneak your camera around the door to get any shots.
Right.
And there was a line literally wrapping around two corners to get into this autograph session.
Wow.
You know, so it was a little insane. But, you know, the David Kay autograph session was, you know, a lot lighter and went pretty good. The Kay and Yankovic panel was pretty interesting, I guess, to say it best. Kay kind of walked in, you know, walked in through the crowd. It was, you know, literally, you know, kissing babies coming up to the panel. Or he was even autographing babies.
Right.
You know, putting a sign on it. And then, you know, Weird Al kind of came in with this entourage of Hasbro staff from the backstage.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's like two completely different mindsets there. You know, you got one guy who's wanting to be with the fan. The other one feels like he's going to get mobbed by him or something.
Right.
Wasn't really a lot for them to talk about. You know, they just kind of had, you know, it was cool to work with each other. And
what were some of the questions that people got a chance to ask him? I mean, what were some of the questions posed? And
the most popular question seemed to be improv.
Mm.
You know, they were wanting, hey, you know, can, you know, you guys do an improv of Wreck-Gar and Optimus Prime talking about X.
Right, right.
You know, and trying to get them to do improv. And they was probably several good instances of that, including one that kind of that borderline was somewhat inappropriate. you know, some guy wanted Prime to, you know, gave a kid to do a Prime voice of what was pretty much a Cialis commercial. You know, so you wonder sometimes where these people think up this stuff, and you know why they think they should go public with these kind of questions.
So there was nothing groundbreaking. Like they didn't like. How did
no? There was.
How did Weird Al get involved with doing Transformers Animated? I mean, and then how did he enjoy? What do you think of it? Doing the voices of Wreck-Gar.
Well, you know, they really, you know, just kind of generalized and said, yeah, it was a great experience. You know, if I had a chance to do it over again, I would do it. I'd sign on in a heartbeat to do it again. You know, but there really isn't much more that they said than what's, you know, standard fare with either voiceover work or what everybody already knows about Animated, you know,
right,
besides,
right.
Well, we enjoyed working with the likes of Corey Burton, you know, and some of the other staff, you know, whatnot. And that was the other thing that was that, you know, one of the second biggest question was people like, well, you know, asking Weird Al, hey, you know, what other Transformer voice would you like to do?
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, and, you know, Weird Al, one of the answers he gave us, you know, I would really like to do Optimus Prime. And he goes right into the Wreck-Gar voice and says, hi, I'm Optimus Prime.
Well, I know Weird Al, my Z Piper, my co-host, he had ran into him. He said he's a very, very nice guy. And
yeah.
You know, I'm surprised they had an entourage, but then again, Weird Al is probably the biggest thing that the maybe...
Yeah.
I think BotCon minus Peter Cullen. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure that they probably had upped the security just for him. So,
yeah.
But.
And, I mean, there were some slightly off-base topics. You know, people asking Weird Al about, you know, how do you come about, you know, selecting what you're going to do for a parody? How do you get the rights to it?
Right.
You know, what's your inspiration for that? I mean, you know, some other non-Transformer topics, but, you know, you weren't really offended by it because, you know, Weird Al's there. I mean, you know,
right.
He's... If you think about it, he supplied one song for a soundtrack in 86, and he's done two cameos for a voice. I mean, that's his extent for the most part.
Right, right. But obviously, he's I'm assuming he's appreciative because that sort of it's another set of fans for him. So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it opens up another fan base for him, you know, with his music.
Right, right. Awesome. Well, anything else you want to come in on while I got you on the line here?
Well, you know, this is only the second one I've been to. I went to the one in 2007, and it was really my first experience with this whole, you know, fandom convention setup. And, you know, this one's been a little more subdued. You know, it seems like the panels really went quick, and there wasn't a whole lot of news to cover. It's like, okay, here's a slideshow. Here's a couple quick points. Boom, right to Q&A.
Right, right.
You know, the only exception of that was being Hasbro. But even with the Hasbro panel, I mean, they released a lot of images of, you know, what Ender's already gone through as far as, you know, a lot of real sweet animated figures coming out, including, you know, he mentioned Blackout that's actually going to have a movie-type Earth alternate mode of a helicopter.
Oh, nice.
You know, so that's something nice to look forward to. And then, you know, they went over a bunch of movies. They're going to have several new scouts that look really good. You know, they're going to have a stealth plane, kind of like a B-2 type stealth plane coming out.
Right.
And a couple of other scouts, the Bludgeon Voyager that was previously mentioned. And the Bludgeon Voyager almost looks like a Brawl. It's the same kind of basic tank design.
Right.
But when transformed, you can tell without a doubt it's a G1 Bludgeon, you know, inspiration.
So why did they allow photographs for the Hasbro toy session? It was just...
They did that in 2007, too, and from what I can gather, that's standard fare. It's just stuff that they haven't set down in concrete yet that they don't want leaked out because, you know, they might tweak the design or, you know, they might not even go through with it. But,
right.
It's something they've always done. And, you know, they were pretty strict on, hey, you know, if we see you with a camera aiming at the screen, you're out of here.
Right.
You know, and people were okay with that. There was no groans or anything.
It'd just be nice if we had some of the photos. I'm looking at the what's in the toy cases now, and it's like the one thing about Hasbro is they definitely know how to show off their toys, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for things that are already, you know, in the works. I mean, and that's the goofy thing, too, because there's a couple, like the Freeway Jazz, wasn't mentioned in the Hasbro panel today.
Right.
And so far as we know, that's not a figure that's going to be coming out, but it was still in the panel. It had a test number etched in it, so you can tell it was a test figure, but that's about as far as it went.
Gotcha.
You know, but he was still in there. And they had the Fire Blast Grimlock activator in there, too, which they made absolutely no mention of activators in the Hasbro panel.
Oh, well, yeah. Awesome. Well, God, what, anything else? I think we've pretty much covered everything for the last 3 days.
Yeah. Like I said, it's been a little subtle, and you know, there's a lot of activity out there today, just from the general public.
Right.
There seems to be a lot more from the general public than there were from conventioners in the dealer halls, and I mean, this is jam packed down there.
Do you think that's more based on the location and where it's at this year, or just?
It could be. I mean, you know, LA's second most populous metro area in the nation.
Gotcha.
You know. So, I mean, you're drawing, there's literally 4 million people just in L.A., the city.
Right.
You know, you got over 10 to 12 million in the whole L.A. basin.
Well, how many people do you think were there today?
If I had a gander, what would you say? How many people do you think were in the whole? Probably at least 500 to 600 at least.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there was very little walking room by the time the general public was getting settled in.
When they actually opened the dealer doors and such?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, by the time we got out of the panel at, 2 o'clock and we went to go take some more dealer shots, I mean, it was wrapped around the building to get in, and there was very little walking room.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. That's probably what we want. Big hype before the movie, so.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I've been talking with Blitzwing, and previous before that was Ender and Bacon for the TFormers.com podcast. Can you transfer the phone back to Jack real quick?
Yeah, hold on just a sec.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Hey. I think that's it. So if you want, we'll let's go ahead and touch base tomorrow and see if we get more info from what's going on in BotCon.
That would be cool, man. I should be home by then. We'll have some more reports up and stuff. So
cool. All
right, whatever you need, just ask.
Well, you guys enjoy it and keep me posted. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm quite envious.
Yeah.